Good morning, Perth. Good morning, you two.
Hey.
The team. Back together.
How are we feeling, fam?
Okay.
Good.
Very good. Good.
Yeah. We're good.
Kimber.
I had a month off.
You I was going to say.
Went to Tahiti.
For a little while.
I got to get me a virus.
Yeah, honestly, get yourself a virus a good week and a bit before you go on holidays.
Don't worry, it's planned.
So you're not on air for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was the one where everybody had that virus, right?
Man, I felt gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be back. Yeah. Thanks for handling everything.
Oh,
well,
pleasure.
I wouldn't go that far.
You can thank Alyssa McNeil.
I did. I sent her some love hearts on her stories.
Oh, fantastic.
That was my thing of what I could do at home
love
in
hearts.
Bed.
Great. Hey, guys, another thing. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, look outside.
The sun's up.
Happy days.
I don't think people understand. We come to work in the dark every morning.
Mm.
This is like when the sun comes up this time of year, it's so glorious.
And I know it doesn't happen all of a sudden, but it feels like it happens all of a sudden.
Yep.
One day you just look out and go, oh my God.
There it is.
That day was today.
Oh my God. Ah. Hey, plenty on the show. $25,000 still there with a mystery mix. Want you to join me for a night for Wog Boys 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it? Hang on. How are we going to get any listeners there? Is it just a whole room of you and your family?
Me and my family.
We've
got a couple of spare seats. Yeah, I've already had the family go put their head up going, where are my tickets?
Is Nick coming across?
He is, yeah. Nick Giannopoulos will be here in town. All that sort of stuff. That'll happen a little bit later on. When we come back, a couple of songs away because we are your More Music Breakfast Show. We'll get into what's happening, Perth. Elton John and Britney Spears, new one coming up after Crowded House. Back to back with a double. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5. Elton John and Britney Spears, 10 minutes after 6 on Mix 94.5. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. So we look out over Roberts Road and look at that sky.
Yeah,
not a
baby.
Cloud in it. Oh, God, that's magic. It's the time of the year, guys. It's starting to feel that way, which is so nice.
Sorry.
Currently 8 degrees. It's all right, mate. You take your time. You
I'm
put
having
your
a headphone on.
Sweet back.
I couldn't get it on.
So 8 degrees at the moment. Top of 25 today. Can we just stick with the weather for a moment with what's happening in Perth? Because this is the first time that I can remember in quite some time where I'm looking out over the forecast and it's nothing but sunshine and sunshine and sunshine and sunshine. We will hit a top of 30 on Thursday.
God.
Oh, get around it.
I spent the whole break in the Great Southern and it did nothing but rain from Friday to Monday.
Yeah.
And so when I got back to Perth yesterday, I went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then saw the forecast.
Do you want to go to the beach that day?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
After work?
That'd be lovely.
We could just knock off and head down to the beach.
And do what?
Swim.
All right. I'm in.
Oh, no, actually, that's Thursday. I'm giving blood on Thursday.
Oh, wait. I am too.
Yeah, you are too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a gorgeous day to give blood.
Yeah, we'll do.
Speaking of people who give blood. Is that a nice segue?
That's a great segue.
Giving blood, I feel like you're segueing into me talking about the fuel prices.
Well, that's a thing.
Well, they're both appropriate, but I was going to do Tash Peterson watch.
Yeah, go.
Go on.
Our dear friend Tash Peterson, vegan activist, was arrested at the Royal Show yesterday.
She got into Perth again.
Yeah, she did, and handcuffed herself to the railing of some pen. And you know, we know that's the way Tash rolls, but surely the people at the Royal Show had like a sign of people that they weren't allowed in. You know, like they do at nightclubs or something. Or
Tash is one of them.
The IGA, yes.
And it was, mate, I'd turn it into a feature. I mean, you know, you're paying to get into the Royal Show. Hey, this is part of the attractions. There you go.
Yeah.
Mate, fuel.
Oh,
fuel.
The fuel.
I mean, if you're talking about giving blood.
Yeah, we are giving blood. The six-month halving of the fuel excise tax, it's about to end. Cheers, government. It ends Thursday, so then we'll see 25 cents more per litre, about $15 more to fill up a $60 tank. And, of course, this is just for fun facts to make you feel extra special. So there's about 700 million litres of petrol already in tanks in Perth at the stations ready to go. They were purchased at the cheaper rate. So it should take days and in the regional areas weeks
to get
before
that.
We see the 25 cent hike. So I'm taking bets. What day do you reckon we're gonna see the 25 cent hike? Yeah, maybe. I reckon Thursday.
Yeah, I reckon Thursday.
Thursday it's game on because, I mean, the good people at Fuel Watch doing what they always do, watching the fuel prices. And that's all they do.
That's a job I could do.
Mate, if you work at Fuel Watch, 13.60.
Beckenham, $14.7.
I'd love to hear what you do for a job. I'd like to actually know what we have that for.
Hang on a minute, Seville Grove. Sorry, go on.
It's all right. It's 6:15. Mix 94.5 with Train 6:22. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. Okay, so we've had a little update for the mystery mix.
Yeah.
So we've obviously been away for a week.
Yes.
And I guess, I don't know, I had high hopes. I had high hopes that someone would have won $25,000 by the time we got back.
Well, you gave away the last lot while I was off sick.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Wasn't the same. It left me with a hollow feeling, I'll be honest with you.
You hear my shouty, high-pitched voice going, I get very excited people win a lot of cash.
Yeah. So $25,000 is what this one is up for. And that's what it sounds like. Is that the first time you've heard it?
That's the first time I've heard it. Wait, I wasn't ready. Go again.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh. Mm. Oh,
once
I like
again,
it. It's juicy.
It starts like the beginning of a song, doesn't it?
So you identify a song, title and artist, doesn't matter what order it is. $1,000 for doing that. Yeah. 25 grand if you do the whole lot in the right order. And we're going to play at 8:30 this morning. Mystery Mix. Remember how annoying it used to be getting to the airport?
Oh, I remember being begged for a lift a bunch of times.
Yes, thank you, my brother, for picking me up yesterday. Well, it's about time to get a whole lot smoother because the new airport line, it's taking off October the 9th.
That's right, and with Transperth's two-zone fare cap, it'll never cost you more than $5.
Head to the Transperth website for more information or to plan your journey.
Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
22 minutes away from 7, Mix 94.5. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. A question without notice. You're not doing well. You okay? Kimber?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good. It's funny you ask that, though.
It is?
Yeah.
Hear more in 15 minutes or so. It's crazy radio times. 8 degrees at the moment. Top of 25 today. Sunny and sunny for the rest of the week.
Love you, Perth.
Beautiful.
Love you, Perth.
Hey, can we say good morning to Melissa in Lansdale? She is there.
Good morning, Melissa Lansdale.
Hi.
How are you going, Melissa? You going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, just peachy.
Hey, Melissa, do you want to come and join us, come and see Wog Boys, the third one that's coming out soon?
Yeah, mate.
Hang on, let me start the volume, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there it
that
is.
That sounds sweet, bro.
How good's that, eh?
Yeah, not bad.
That's a good night, isn't it?
Oh, there's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Ah, Melissa.
Hey, get in the volume, Melissa.
Hey.
Sorry, Melissa, I can't hear you on the volume. It is meaty, isn't it?
Melissa, you're going to be joining Pete at Hoyt's Carousel.
Oh, Carousel.
Carousel.
Carousel's me old haunt, Melissa.
Are you going to do a tour as well? Are you going to take everyone to see the film and then tour them around Cannington?
Yeah, we can go and have a bit of a look around Cannington.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of the places that I used to frequent very late at night around Cannington just aren't there anymore,
yes,
Melissa. It's a little bit sad. Fast Eddies and stuff like that, but that's okay. It's going to be a great night, and Nick Giannopoulos is actually going to be joining us there live with a little stand-up gig before the movie.
Now,
so
it's sold out.
Oh my God, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be cool, Melissa.
Oh my
very
God,
cool.
Melissa. All right, well, your seat is there. We'll see you there.
Great, thank you.
No worries. So excited.
Giannopoulos.
Are you going to really turn up your outfit that day?
Mate, I am wearing all black. The only colour you're going to see is a big chunky gold chain around the neck.
Yes.
Wog Boys Forever, it's back for a third spin around the block. It's in cinemas October 6. More seats in the... It's a big Valiant. It's a big Valiant, and I want to fill it. All right, so keep listening to the show. More seats. Twelve minutes away from 7. Mix 94.5. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. Good morning.
Good morning.
8 degrees. Sunny today. Sunny for the rest of the week. We will hit a top of 30 on Thursday.
30. First time since April, apparently. We've
really?
Had 30.
Since April. Oh, my goodness. Top of 25 today, though. And don't forget the mystery mix. It's five little bits of five big hits. What it sounds like, it's worth $25,000. Did you hear something in that?
Just for the first time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. 8:30. Maybe if you heard something in that as well for the first time, you might want to give us a call then and have a play.
Now, guys, just before we had our week vacation, I had a bad cold and I lost my voice for about 8 to 10 days. So it was a very long time to...
I mean, that's a tragedy for you, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, it turns out when you don't have a voice, it's really hard to get attention of anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get any service at home, that's for sure. But I got a bit gross. Like, I was, you know, a bit of a lung infection.
The green stuff?
Coughing up
did
some
you see the green stuff?
Green. Mm. I had to get some antibiotics, that kind of biz. And you guys did the show for a week without me. And the thing is that you need to explain where I am because you start the show with, oh, hey, it's Pete, Matt and Kimber. Oh, Kimber's not here because she's got a cold.
Yes.
Right? And and so, Pete, you covered it once with this.
Now, this is filling in for Kimber at the moment.
Yes.
Who's off and a little unwell.
Covered it another time like this.
No, Kimber, this morning stood off a little bit.
She's not well.
Yeah, she's not well, poor thing.
Yeah.
But we wish her well.
We do.
There's a bit of variety in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, wasn't that yeah. well,
yeah.
well done?
Is that yeah. I get you have to do it multiple times during the show and you find...
Every time we hear, Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah. And it gets boring and you don't have ways to say it. And then one day, I think it was the Thursday, so I'd already been off for like a week. And you said this.
Mix 94.5. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. 10 minutes away from 7. Alyssa filling in for Kimber this week. Because Kimber's, she's not doing too well.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't doing too
great
well because I had a cold. But I don't know what struck a chord for people, but that version got people worried.
Oh, really?
And so even after a whole week of me being off air, I got 4 messages from people that day going, hi, just want to check on your mental health. Which was really amazing. Like people that I hadn't heard from for a long time, like friends of mine from the comedy scene. I even heard from my old chiropractor.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen my chiropractor in ages. I say old chiropractor. He's technically still my chiro.
Sure,
I just haven't been in a while. But contacted me, reached out and said, hey, look, my friend said, I know that saying Kimber's not doing too well is polite code for you're not in a good place.
Yes, right.
And
as
I
opposed
see,
to being ill, just
yeah,
a cold
and
or
I want to see that you're okay.
Now that you mention it, that was the day that my cousin reached out to me as well. And he goes, hey, mate, is everything okay with Kimber? Is she I'm not joking,
I mean,
my cousin Ben.
I mean,
good morning to you if you're listening, mate.
What I took from this was how gorgeous people are. Like,
yes.
It was very sweet
yes.
because friends, you know, we talk about Are You Okay Day and reaching out to people and going, are you okay? And I genuinely did get people going, are you okay?
Yeah.
But it just amazed me that if you just phrase something slightly differently, if you don't say she's got a cold and you say Kimber's not doing too well, that changed everything.
Totally.
So, you know, check in on your friends.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. But it was very nice. Thank you for those who got in touch.
No.
Good to have you back. How are you traveling?
Doing really well.
5 minutes away from 7. Just going past 7 o'clock. Good morning. Absolutely stunning morning across Perth.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Good to be back after a week off. We stumbled across something this morning
that
I don't think we've ever heard of before.
No.
And it was very exciting.
I like it and there should be more of it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, exciting for us.
Yeah, very exciting for us. But it's also your only chance to do something, to partake in something.
Oh, I'm hooked.
You're going to hear more in a couple of songs' time. Your More Music Breakfast Show continues. We've got Sunroof on the way after Bon Jovi. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5. Good morning. Mix 94.5 at 8 minutes after 7. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. 10 degrees at the moment and a top of 25 today. Nothing but sunshine for the rest of the week. We'll even hit 30 come Thursday. After 7:30, we're going to catch up with Barra. And I'm laying down a challenge to him.
Yes.
Because typically, you know, he'll be in here to talk about footy from the weekend.
Yes.
But let's be honest, there wasn't much to talk about.
It was a fizzle, wasn't
it? Was
it?
A pooper. It was an absolute pooper. So challenge to you, Barra, if you're listening. On your way in this morning, bring us something.
Please.
Curious to hear what you've got to say.
You know what? Do bring me something because we deserve something. You know, everyone gets a day. Everyone gets a special day.
Mm.
Mothers get a day. Fathers get a day. Spaghetti gets a day.
Yeah, everything.
Pancake. Pick your bloody nose day, right?
Yes, yep.
Finally, when we walked in today, Kimber, I think you saw it. Today, and I can't believe this, we finally get our moment, is...
Morning
show host day.
Yep. It's a beautiful
day. Finally.
It's a day for morning show hosts.
Now, I'll be honest with you. After I heard that, I did go to my desk to see if someone had left a little something for me.
Looking
perhaps
for streamers.
The boss. a little, one of those little, you know, even a scratchy. I would have taken a scratchy, nothing.
A card, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, no. Nothing.
It's the thankless industry, this
it
one.
Really it really is. Finally.
Producer Rami, producer Kerrod, nothing for us today?
Anything, guys? Can't even find the button.
Sorry, it took me a while there, first day back. No, have you got anything, Rami?
No.
You said you were going to bring something in and you didn't.
Well, stuff you guys.
You know what?
You guys
what,
get
no.
coffees, okay? That's all you get.
And Matt I mean, bought those coffees.
You guys are also going to week off. You've already had that though. So
I've got to clarify here though. Okay. Morning show host day is not what you think it is.
Oh.
It's not really a day to celebrate us and give us presents.
Oh.
It's actually a day dedicated to getting to know the personalities behind your favourite morning show.
Okay.
So they say morning show hosts are picked for a variety of reasons, and this day offers a great opportunity to appreciate the morning show hosts and what they bring to your shows. You can learn more about them.
Oh, I don't think people want to learn more about me.
I reckon you put it out there. That's the only present you're getting. There's nothing else coming today, so if you want to celebrate morning show host day, the only way we can do it is to say 131060. Call us and ask us what you want to know about us.
And I like none of this, you know, what do you guys do after 9 o'clock? How many, who picks the music?
I mean, you
no,
can.
Like
we'll
real
answer.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, sure. But I want, no, real stuff.
Oh, okay. This is getting deep and dirty.
Deep,
is
deep
it?
Stuff. I want
so
deep
that,
stuff.
That's that what it's about. It's,
well,
a,
it's getting
a...
to know the personalities behind your morning show. So
okay.
131060, give us a call. Ask us a question you about know, ourselves, something you'd like to know about us that we'll tell you.
I'm interested because one of the nicest compliments you can receive if you are in the sort of public eye is when people say, oh, you're just like you are on the radio.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I like to hear that because that's, I guess, what we're all trying to be, right, ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously there's private stuff that you don't know.
Tell you what, the phones aren't ringing, so no one's
not.
Interested. Either yeah. we have explained too much about ourselves and there's nothing they want to know. Or
what if I throw in some tickets to something?
Okay.
So help the imagination seekers save the words of Roald Dahl at Subiaco Arts Centre, September 29 to October 1. Tickets from artsculturetrust.wa.gov.au.
Oh, that's got him going.
Oh, sorry.
Call and ask anything.
Nothing like a bit of Roald Dahl. The phone's going running hot.
131060.
We got a call. We've got a call.
Oh, no, they're gone. Oh, God. Drop down.
Sorry. Wrong radio station.
It's morning show host day. You have this chance, 131060, to ask us a question about ourselves.
Whatever you'd like. 12
whatever
minutes
like.
After 7. We'll check you around in a week. We'll come back.
Well, just like Kimber, the Kardashians are back again. Season 2 of their latest Star series debuted last week on Disney Plus.
Oh, not long between seasons, was it? Mm. But that's just shows. That's what people want, and the people want more.
That's more, exactly more, what you're going to get this season, by the way. More fiery romances, more real-life struggles, more authenticity.
Are they so real? A more intimate look into the real lives of the world's most famous family where nothing is off limits.
Get more of the Kardashians, the new episode streaming Thursday only on Disney Plus.
Mix 94.5 at 20 past 7. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt, and Kimber. I got the email. Did you get the email? Optus.
Oh,
sorry,
yes.
mate. They've got your info. They've got your details.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you kind of feel like, oh, you throw your hands up in the air at the moment. We're going to catch up with our tech expert, Trevor Long, coming up after 7:30, because I'm just curious to know if there is anything that can be done.
What happens now?
Because I don't think there is. But anyway, we'll find out. Right now, though.
Been doing this job for about 6-7 years, and today was the first day that I realised that we who do morning shows have our own dedicated day, and it's today. And I wanted my presents, but it turns out that's not what it's about.
No, it's not. Morning show host day is a day dedicated to getting to know the personalities behind your favourite morning show.
What's behind the curtain?
What's behind the curtain? Find out more about us. So we're going, this is your opportunity to ask us the question that you'd like to know
very badly.
The answer to.
Yes.
It was touch and go there for a while, but yes. Mix fam have piled in.
Okay.
Tracy and Allenbrook, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Trace.
Happy morning show host day, Trace.
Happy morning show host day to you too.
Thank you. what do you want to know?
My question is, when you were really small child, what did you actually want to be when you grow up?
Hairdresser.
Did you?
Jeez, that came out quick.
First thing I wanted to be was a hairdresser, but my family have all these cassette tapes of me recording myself as a radio interviewer.
Really?
Really?
Go figure.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that I had a bunch of these tapes, but I said hairdresser all the time when I was a kid.
I wanted to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah. I was obsessed with maps, particularly geography, but also human biology. I had like the anatomy man, that doll.
Yeah.
Then I discovered alcohol.
I wanted to be a late night talk show host.
Did you?
Yeah, like I used to sit there and watch Rove Live.
Uh-huh.
And while everybody was sort of being entertained by what was going on, I was sitting there apparently going, I could do that. I want to do that. So,
and you can, and you will.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
I felt conviction in your face.
Damn straight.
On something like that as well. And then Mum and Dad tried to make me become a fishmonger.
They tried.
Good question. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks,
good
Trace.
Start.
Natalie and Thornley, good morning to you. What's your question?
Good morning, guys. My question is, you all seem so like close, like family unit almost.
Mm.
Outside of work, do you guys actually catch up? Like if it's not work related at all, but as friends with your family?
No.
Well, you know what? It's a mixed bag.
Not a lot. No.
Generally because we spend too much time together in the week and we find we spend more time with each other than we do our actual families.
That's true.
It's very true.
That's true.
So we think it's a healthy break. In saying that, last holidays, I hung out with Matt.
You did? And I've been to a few parties at your place.
I stayed with Matt at his accommodation.
Yes. Yeah.
I never have.
No.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
For me, it's the kid thing at the moment.
Yes.
Because of the young kids. But I imagine once they get older and I can sort of flick them a little bit, then I'll come and hang out.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
We do love each other, but we do spend a lot of time together in quite an intense environment.
Yeah.
So it is good to give each other some space.
But certainly if we weren't on air, I think we would be hanging out.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Wendy, hi.
Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Gosh, welcome to Morning Show Host Day. What do you got for us?
Well, Pete, Matt and Kimber, similar sort of follow-on from what you just said, but I'm just wondering, if you could only go out for dinner with one of your colleagues, which one would you choose and why?
Oh, great question.
Are we including producers?
Just each other, Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Just the three of us.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. This is a really good question.
It's a hard
question.
I'll say Pete, but only because I've been with Kimber for a lot of years now and I know a lot about her, but there's probably still things that that I don't know about you that I would grill you on.
Yeah. There's not much under the hood,
isn't there? Let me tell you.
No, okay,
Kimber,
really.
It's a
short dinner.
No, it's true. I think I'd go with Pete too.
Yeah.
I think I would. But,
thanks a lot.
But...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. It's very kind.
For no reason in particular, though. Mainly just because I think I've probably done more dinners with Matt.
Mm. I'd go with whoever's paying.
I have no answer to this question.
I like those questions.
Good questions.
Good questions, guys. Thanks, fan.
Happy morning show host.
Was that better than presents?
Yeah, kind of.
25 past 7. So half an hour until we throw down $10,000. Alpha Bucks on the way at 8 a.m. as it always is. But in a couple of songs' time, guys, Barra. Adrian Barrett with his big challenge because he ain't going to talk about the weekend in football.
No.
Because nothing happened.
What are you talking about? All year built up to that weekend, I have to sit here and pretend I'm interested in football all the time to lead up to the grand final and now you're saying it didn't matter.
I'm not the Sydney Swans.
It was nothing.
All right.
It was a blowout.
Barra's got all the results across the lacrosse this weekend.
Honestly.
Yeah, so we'll delve into those figures.
It's like I've wasted the year, guys.
Here's a double.
Oh, hello.
Mix 94.5. We'll have Rehab and Amy Shark after Destiny's Child. Good morning. Mix 94.5. 20 minutes away from 8. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. 13 degrees at the moment on a magic day in Perth. Top is 25 today. We'll have a top of 28 tomorrow. 30 on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been caught up in this god-awful Optus hack, we're going to catch up with our tech expert, Trevor Long, inside the next 15 minutes, figure out exactly what you can do about it. But first, big challenge for you, mate, because there's not much to talk about from the weekend, if I'm honest.
That was a topper of a game. Oh, the game wasn't great, but a couple of wonderful, wonderful things happened. Two wonderful things, in fact, and one very clever thing. Firstly, Joel Selwood, the captain of Geelong, he had almost the perfect day, Kimber. It started with running out with his best mate's little son, Levi. I don't know if you
Gary Ablett Jr.'s son.
Yeah, little three-year-old Levi's got a rare...
Had some challenges, hasn't he?
Yeah, disease that's... Anyway, it's a really tough disease. And the kid's not well, and he ran out, and the kid was smiling and just laughing. It was so beautiful. Went through the banner with him. Then later on, he kicked a goal that erupted the whole team, and everybody was crying. He was the premiership captain. He gave his boots to the Oz Kickers. You know, when they get their medal off the Oz Kickers, he gave his boots to this kid who was just so pumped. And then he got little Sammy Moorfoot, who's the water boy from the team, who's got Down syndrome. He was in the crowd, and he pulled him out of the crowd, put him on the ground, and the kid was just absolutely beaming. And those photos have just gone around the world. It was
nice.
It's like the perfect game.
Has he retired? Was that his last game, or that's
he's about
60 years old. I know. Well,
that was the funny thing.
I don't know. The name Joel, I mean, it just seems like you're young forever.
Joel, yeah.
Joel's not an older person. It's like not a name for anyone over 40.
Joel Edgerton. He never grows up.
You know, it's just Joel, yeah.
Did you see the yesterday, the Mad Monday celebrations as well? So they, because they're known as Dad's Army or the geriatric Geelong team, and they've been hammered for being too old. They're the oldest team in history. Yes. Oldest team in history.
Yeah.
They turned up at Mad Monday all dressed as senior citizens.
Yes, which would have offended someone on social media, surely.
They had walkers and they had walking frames and they were just hobbling around. It was very, very clever. The other perfect thing that happened over the weekend was Roger Federer's send-off. Oh, my God. That guy, he's got to be the most admired sportsman in the world all time. And talk about breaking down the stereotypes. So he's sitting there with all these great rivals, including Rafa Nadal, holding hands, crying.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
I think also, too, because it's the idea of going, when you lose a real champion like that, then who are you going to play?
It was a real breakup, wasn't it? It was a real breakup between the two.
Never seen anything like it. Do you have any audio of the
great man? Yeah, have a listen to this. Here we go.
She could have stopped me long, long time ago, but she didn't. She kept me going and allowed me to play, so it's amazing. Thank you.
That's him talking about his wife, Mirka, and the fact that she pushed him the whole time. Didn't say, when are you bloody retiring? That enough of tennis?
She was always there in always the crowd.
Why would she be saying retire when you're earning all the money? Keep playing, Roger. You're doing really well.
He doesn't need any more money. So that was magical. And, of course, you know, we say farewell to probably the most admired sportsman of all time. The only thing ahead now is the NRL Grand Final. That's on Sunday. It's the Westies are playing each other.
Yeah,
Penrith and Parramatta.
And Parramatta. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be monstrous out
Panthers versus the Eels. Mate versus mate.
Have we had a Prime Minister come out and say he's backing one of the men yet, or what?
There's going to be biff. I know that. That's what they want.
I cannot believe. I spend minutes every week trying to think of football questions. You guys get me right into it all season, leading up to the Grand Final. And when we get to talk about the Grand Final, we talked about a couple of kids running out with a smile.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
That's what it comes down to.
It was quite a bit. The game itself was minutes every week.
I waste coming up.
You need to be more like Mirka. Just give us support.
Actually, can I just give you a bouquet, though? As I go out, your interviews with Justin Longmuir have been a highlight of the year.
Thank you. Well done.
And I've used it on the news plenty of times when you ask him those tough questions. I loved it.
Good on you. Thanks.
See you guys.
See you. All right. It's 7:45. Let's check you running to work. Mix 94.5 at 10 minutes away from 8. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimbo, which is currently chasing Trevor Long from EFTM.com to talk to him about this hack for Optus, this ridiculous hack. Can I read you guys?
9.8 million people affected.
Can I read you guys the email that I got? So we copped this over the weekend, myself and my wife, because we're both former Optus customers. We haven't been Optus customers for a little while now, but clearly it's historically as well as current. But dear Peter, it is with great disappointment I'm writing to let you know that Optus has been a victim of a cyber attack. Now, we know that. This is the other bit. Importantly, no financial information or passwords have been accessed. And that's good.
That's good news.
The information which has been exposed is your name, date of birth, email, phone number, address associated with your account, and the numbers of the ID documents you provided, such as driver's license number or passport number. Bam, bam.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I mean, this is just happening, obviously, all the time. Mm-hmm. And what are we to do? Because they won't. You can't get. I can't even get a bloody ticket for the movies without giving them my data.
Mm. Yeah,
so
exactly.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, and this is it. I mean, lots of people are saying they've tried to contact Optus several times. I mean, you can't even contact a telco company when you actually need assistance with something, let alone now. But they're not confirming whether or not people's data has been hacked or not. So they won't tell you what part has been given away.
Okay.
So Trevor's with us now. We've got him. Hey, Trevor, good morning to you.
Morning.
So where are we at with this? I know Optus has come out in the last 24 hours saying that they're going to provide a 12-month subscription to help people who've been affected by this.
Yep, a 12-month subscription to Equifax, which is a credit reporting agency. And that's great because it means that if your data is used to apply for credit on your behalf and you don't know about it, you'll be made aware of it, which is awesome. But credit identity fraud doesn't last a year. So Optus needs to think about how long they're going to run that for, which is going to cost them millions, if not billions of dollars. And the challenge is, as you've said, people don't know what data's been stolen. Now, there was two emails that came to customers. One of them was a bit generic and said your data, and the other one said your ID documents. If you got that email, you're the most affected. And I can tell you, having looked at some of the data that Hacker has released this morning, 10,000 lines of data, it includes Medicare cards as well. Medicare, passport, driver's license, there's a lot of information here. And that's going to concern a lot of people.
Trevor, they aren't the first people to be hacked. They're not the first company where this has happened. So something must be in place for them to turn to know this is the next action for people to take. Why don't they know what's going on?
And they won't be the last either. I think the problem is we've never seen anything on this scale. And while they say it was a sophisticated attack, the hackers telling people that it was actually really, really easy. And they've been caught blindsided. Mm. I think that Optus's handling of this is as good as it could be from a data and security perspective. But the problem is the customer relations and the public relations has been appalling. Customers took too many days to find out. The concern people have is enormous, and they need to be more upfront. They need to just tell us how many people it is. Just tell us, make a hotline available so people can ring and find out what information they had on file. They've got to make this stuff available. What they should do is ring Samsung Australia, who had the horrible drama of exploding phones some years ago. And while the publicity was bad, they recovered quickly, and they should be getting advice from people like that because it's really not a good look for them the way they're handling this.
No, and Trev, you know, we feel helpless because we have to give all of our data to every service that we require.
Yep.
Are we any different to other countries in the world, or is this being played out elsewhere?
When I go to America, I have a SIM card. I walked into a shop. I said, "Can I get a 1 month unlimited data SIM card? Thanks very much." They go, "Yeah, $50." I went, "Yep, there you go." Done. Didn't ask me who I was or anything. I've still got that account. I've still got a phone number. They don't know who I am. That's why we have ID documents in Australia, because our law enforcement can use it to make sure that criminals can be tracked down. That's great. So I don't have a problem with the asking for the data. I have a problem with the way the data was held, whether it was encrypted, and the fact that it was accessible to the outside world. Mm.
There's extra news that's actually come out this morning. I don't know if you've seen this, Trevor, but the hackers have actually released a video about a ransom. Take a listen to this.
Gentlemen, my name is Dr. Evil. In a little while, you'll notice that the Kreplakistani warhead has gone missing. If you want it back, you're going to have to pay me $1 million.
Now, look, I had a bit of the same reaction off the back of that they are in that clip there. Austin Powers, classic gear. But $1 million US is what these hackers have asked for, which
doesn't seem
it doesn't seem like very much.
And guys, that's why everyone doubted this was real on the weekend, because it seemed like such a small amount of money. But I looked at the data on the weekend. I've looked at the data today. It's real. Trust me. And I'll read this exactly because it's in broken English, just to confirm it's English is not the first language. It says, Optus, if you wish to contact message on site, we are businessmen. $1 million US is a lot of money and we'll keep to our word. If you care about your customer, you will pay. Revenue, $9 billion, $1 million US, small price to pay. So they know now.
Yeah.
They're actually got a big whale and a small request. That's why they're pushing so hard. And now every day they're going to release 10,000 lines of data until Optus pays.
Well, there's the key line, Optus, if you care about your customer. Clearly, not that much.
All right, Trev, thank you very much for the update this morning, mate. We appreciate it.
Anytime, pleasure.
And, of course, the main thing is that if you have been breached and you've got questions, call Optus. That's the information being passed on this morning.
I'm furious. I feel helpless. I mean, we're just
it's the helplessness,
made to do
right?
all of
Listen,
these things
you know what?
And
it's,
we're told, oh, don't worry, you little person.
Yeah. It's the frustration I feel that I don't want to give anyone my details and everyone acts like I'm the tinfoil hat person on this show.
Mm.
But every time we have all these examples of when this stuff happens, you just have to sit on your hands and do nothing. And that's why I'm the person I am.
I am starting to move over to your side of the room, Kimber.
Oh, it's hard to live on this side of the fence. Yeah.
Stay away from the light.
hey, 10 grand up next. Let's do Alpha Bucks. Of course, the kids are on school holidays at the moment.
Yes,
so
they are.
the adults, they get a bit of an extra go. So Monday morning's $10,000 for the next couple of weeks. And Carly and High Wycombe, you're up. Good morning.
Good morning,
Carly. What's your big plan when you win this $10,000 today?
I think I'm due for a holiday.
Oh yeah, yeah. Have you got lofty dreams?
Anywhere hot? I'm like sick of the cold weather.
Yeah. And you're a nurse, Carly, is that right?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, Carly. Well, let's get you that holiday. You deserve it. Kimber's going to give you a letter of the alphabet. Of course, your answers have to start with that letter. 30 seconds for the 10 questions. Each one you get right, $10. Get all 10, $10,000. Do pass if you can't think of the answer straight away. We can come back and ask it again if there's time. You can't get any help from those around you. We have to take your first answer, and you cannot repeat an answer. Good luck, Carly.
Thank you.
All right, Carly, your time starts after the first question, and your letter today is L for Lima.
Yep.
Question one. Name a Perth suburb.
Leaning.
A movie.
Lion King.
A bakery item. A dog breed.
Labradoodle.
A sports star.
No! You know what?
Out of time.
It was a 15-second pause, Carly, but it was worth it just to hear you say Labradoodle like that.
And then giggle. Oh, sorry, we snagged you on a couple there. The dog breed you did come through with, the bakery item. Maybe a Lamington?
I know. It's hard.
Oh, look, we get it. Once that ticker is in your ear, we understand the pressure is on.
Yeah.
But you got three correct, so $30.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries, Carly. Have a wonderful day. $10,000 back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Mix 94.5 as we get into more music for your morning on your More Music Breakfast Show. A double here. Latest from Lizzo on the way after this. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5. Good morning.
It's about damn time.
Lizzo, Mix 94.5, 30 minutes after 8. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber on an absolutely stunning morning in Perth. 50 degrees. I agree. Top of 25 today, top of 28 tomorrow. We'll hit 30 on Thursday.
It's about damn time.
You beauty. Yeah. Just nothing but sun for the rest of the week. Finally, the weather we've wanted for spring is here. We'll check you run into work not too far away. And $25,000 is on offer with the Mystery Mix. Part two, we'll play at 8:30.
Well, I'm thrilled to be going out again because I was basically sick for 2 weeks.
You were.
I just spent a long time on the couch with a cold and a chest infection. And so I was feeling a little bit rubbish and a little bit sorry for myself. And so really what was making me feel better was just laying on the couch and just snuggling under a blanket.
Yeah.
And you know when you get the right blanket, you're like, this blanket makes me feel better about everything.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, that is my thing. My thing to give me comfort is a blanket. It doesn't matter if you're sick overseas or you're going through a breakup or whatever it is, or if you're just, you know, you're feeling a bit rubbish, wrap yourself in a blanket. And I'm like, is this the best comfort item ever?
Yeah. Oh, great question.
Yeah.
And then I realized there's something better.
What is it?
There's one thing that's better than a comfort blanket.
James?
A hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
It's the hot shower.
That's
you know what? It doesn't matter how disgusting I feel, whether I'm sick or not well or tired or whatever. Jump in a shower I feel 100%.
You do, until you see the price of the water bill.
The water is killing me right now. I can't believe how expensive water has got. But it is. The shower is the comfort item of all time. I challenge you to come up with something more comforting than a hot shower.
Well, for me, it's tea and toast.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's my Blackpool, Northern English side of me coming out. And my nana and pop. Yeah. That solved everything. If someone dies, would you like a cup of tea? If some, you know... Cup of tea and a piece of, you know, toast was always the cure-all.
That does make me feel better.
Yeah. Sounds like a great title for a show, by the way. Tea and toast.
Tea
and toast with Matt Natinsky. Welcome to Mix 94.5.
I get that. I'm in with the cup of tea.
Yeah.
So I've got an interesting one. I've got one particular pair of undies that fit just perfectly.
Yes.
Right now,
have you thought about buying more of the same pair?
Well, here's the weird thing, right? So they're the Bonds Y fronts. Uh-huh. They're my favourite types of undies. But I don't know what it is. But you'll buy a pack, and they don't all always fit exactly the same. I don't know why, but they don't always. But there's this one particular pair where I know if I stumble upon them, because they're the same color as half a dozen of the others, right? Yep. If I stumble upon these and put them on, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I understand that.
Do you change into them? Like, if you're having a bad day, do you go, there's only one way to fix this?
100%. I've done it plenty of times. Honestly, this, I don't know what it is. There's something about the material, the length that they've used, or all of that sort of stuff. Don't read into
that
anything.
That Bangladeshian kid did a great job on them, didn't he?
Wonderful job, yes, and thank you to him. But yeah, that one particular pair... That's my ultimate comfort.
I've got like these Indian that my wife got from India. Like I call them fishing pants, but you know the sort of And I love them so much, and they've got holes in them, and I can't wear them anymore. But they were always my okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Pants.
$5 says we see him wearing them again.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, I can't wear them anymore. You're totally going to
holes aren't going to stop you.
All right, 13 10 60. What's your comfort item? What's the thing that it doesn't matter what's going on, it's just going to make you feel better?
Maybe it's going to a show about monster trucks. Monster Trucks Unleashed.
That makes everything feel better.
One WA show only, Saturday the 8th of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster or win them with us. What is your comfort item? Give us a call, 13 10 60 17 after 8. Let's check you running to work. Mix 94.5 at 21 after 8. Good morning. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. You'll get your next chance to have a go at $25,000 with five little bits of five big hits. The mystery mix coming up after 8:30.
We're looking for your comfort item.
Mm.
I thought that nothing could be better than the security blanket. Wrapping yourself in a blanket always makes you feel better.
Yes.
And then I realised, oh no, it's the hot shower. Every time the hot shower makes me feel better, and I just wanted to know, what's your comfort item?
I think my wife loves clean sheets more than anything else. I think that makes her feel better. Yeah.
Fresh sheets are the best. Yeah, so crisp. Yeah. Sarah, hi.
Hi.
What's your comfort item?
My flannelette pajamas in winter.
Yes. Keep away from flames, Sarah, but yes, they are very, very comfortable.
Why are pajamas the most flammable item we can have? It's the time that you are sleepy and not really in a state to be getting out of a fire.
Marie in Embleton, what's your comfort item?
It's actually my dog. She's a big girl. Every time I get upset or distressed or sad, or whatever, she is there. She just jumps in my laps and comforts me, and she won't get off till I'm actually... give out happier emotions.
Oh,
and
she
really
knows.
I know, don't they, Marie?
Yeah. My dog is emotionally not intelligent, and he never comes to me when I need him, so I just force myself on him.
No, she's the opposite. She will sense it. If I'm doing, say, like an assignment, and I get a bit frustrated because I've got a reference and index and all of this stuff, she just comes and puts her head on my lap and go, what's wrong, Mum?
Oh,
she's
God.
So attuned. Yes. It's like... And every time she does it, she's two now, and I've had a few things, but she is so attuned to when I start getting a little bit sad or upset. She's just, oh, my God, at the Queen's funeral, she did not move. She just sat right next to me.
Really? Well, she was feeling for the corgis, Marie.
My God. It was just insane. So,
They know. They
also,
know.
Why are they still making us index our references on these things?
That's a great question.
Honestly. If it's on the internet, isn't it true? Isn't it fine?
Nobody's ever... You point me in the direction of anybody who's ever referenced anything properly.
Referencing's the worst.
Beck in Greenfields, what's your comfort item?
It's a boomerang pillow.
Oh, okay. Yes. One of those V pillows.
Yeah, but it's got to be with a silk pillowcase.
Do they really work? Because everybody says it's good for your hair and it's good for your skin. Are you a better person because of it?
Well, your hair, yes, and that's from a hairdresser's point of view, because it stops the hair from, like, knotting up and ripping out.
Yep.
Okay. But it's literally when you feel that silk on your face while you're snuggled up into it, perfect.
Yeah.
I need a pillow.
And the V goes all the way around you. You can spin it around in any direction and make it a body pillow.
And if you lose it, does it...
Harry Styles, 22, away from 9. Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5. Good morning. A very good morning indeed. 17 degrees. Top of 25 today. Top of 28 tomorrow. Top of 30 on Thursday. The good weather is finally here. Is nothing but sunshine all week. All right, Christy and Dianella, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Christy. Hey, while we were gone, you obviously tried to work out a bunch of these songs, right?
Well, I thought I definitely had one, and then it got said last week. So, yeah, back to the drawing board.
Oh, yes, yes. Has it been doing your head in? Because I, for the first time, I thought I might know one today.
I the first time you played it, I thought it was Roxette, Joyride. I was like, that's Roxette. And I told everyone, and then it wasn't. So, yeah, I'm hoping.
Good on you for listening, Christy, because other people's incorrect guesses only work in your favour. Yeah. So good job.
Yeah. All right, Christy, let's see if we can do this. If you identify one by title and artist, $1,000 for each one you do reveal, $25,000 if you get them all right in the correct order. This is the Mystery Mix. Let's have it, Christy. What are your guesses?
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Savage Garden, Moon and Back. Roxette, Fading Like a Flower. Pink, Irrelevant. And Funky Town by Pseudo Echo.
Okay.
Did you put all of those in order as well? Is that the order that they go in?
Some of them.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Just looking to our adjudicator. Rami, the producer.
Morning.
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 Going mad with power, isn't he?
Christy. I miss what you said, man.
It's all right. Go for it.
Christy.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say you have not correctly identified any of the songs.
Well, you know what? At least we can check them off. Thank you.
Yeah, well, good on you, Christy.
You didn't waste your shot. Much.
No, we've definitely got the ones that we definitely thought were in there out of the way. So back to the drawing board.
Okay, good job. Good luck.
Okay, so we play again after 10 and again after 2 o'clock. So make sure you're listening across the workday. And, of course, we'll have another go tomorrow morning at 8:30. Grab the Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. You can listen to the Mystery Mix number 2 as many times as you like. $25,000 is sitting there. And spring into ABC Blinds and save with up to 40% off select curtains, stylish blinds, durable aluminium shutters and more. Visit abcblinds.com.au. Mix 94.5, Leanne Rimes, certified banger, that song.
She's still going, Pete.
Still going.
Why would you want to fight the moonlight?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Yeah, I got them all.
She's been asking for a long time now, actually.
Yeah.
On the show tomorrow,
come on.
Will Anderson will join us.
Hey.
We will have another chance for you to go for $25,000 with Mix 94.5's Mystery Mix.
Hey. Sorry.
That's all right. I'll go again.
Hey!
And another chance to join me and me Valiant to the Wog Boys 3 premiere.
But it's sold out, Pete. How can we possibly go when it's sold out?
It's a great question. I got connections.
Yeah. He knows people.
I know people, mate, including Nick Giannopoulos.
Do you have to be a WOG to go?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't. Cool. This time around, we're going to let that slide.
I must tell you my Nick Giannopoulos story.
Please do. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Is it something we can tell on air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, looking forward to it. All right, we'll check you running to work. We'll come back. A few minutes away from 9. That's the show, guys.
Oh, welcome back, one and all.
It's very nice to be back. Hi, Tim.
Oh, guys.
Hey, Buds.
Welcome back. I missed you so much.
We missed you.
Timmy. Especially, we've missed the Tim Lorden experience.
Yeah, because I had to get up so bloody early to fill in for you guys. Can you just not have holidays again, please?
You are such a sucker. You are always the person helping out when we do something like not turn up.
No, it's genuinely a pleasure. Hope you all had a wonderful break.
Did so. Thank you.
We didn't give away the $25,000 while you're off.
No.
And didn't give away any songs either.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can at least get $1,000 going today with this, our 25K mystery mix, One Little Listen. Five little bits from five big hits. Wish me luck today, just after 10 when we play, guys.
Good luck.
You can do this, mate.
Break a leg, mate.
Now, KC.
Yeah?
Just for you, your first day back. I know you love Billy Joel.
Oh, give it to me.
On kicking off the Mix 60, one whole hour of non-stop hits.
I mean, he's just a toe tapper. Every Billy Joel song's a toe tapper.
Tap your toes to this. More music, more variety. Mix 94.5.